Anya jerked awake and froze against the tree trunk. She peered out into the darkness, which seemed as thick as the air itself. Anya's muddy mosquito repellent seemed to have done its job at least somewhat. There were still squadrons of buzzing mosquitoes about her head, but they didn't seem able to penetrate the thick cover of her muddy hair. Anya listened a bit longer. Whatever the squabble was, it seemed to be over. She relaxed her breathing and her muscles. Her plan was simple. She'd get up at first light and cover as much ground as possible. If she could find a small river, she'd follow it downstream until it merged with a bigger river, and then that would eventually run right out to the ocean. Once she got to the coast, she'd be able to find someone who could help her, she hoped. The problem with Abu Sayyaf was that they had a lot of local support in the poorer areas of the Philippines. That meant Anya might find herself being handed right back to Agamemnon. Her plan seemed sound, but she wasn't stupid. She knew there was a good chance that Agamemnon would position a lot of his men along the riverbanks in the hopes that Anya would do exactly that. But what choice did she have? There was no way she could find her way out of the jungle without following the water. She shifted position, trying to find some small bit of comfort, but she couldn't. For some reason, she felt uneasy, more so than she had when she'd first run into the jungle. She peered over the edge of the tree and searched the darkness. There was little ambient light to use, so Anya couldn't make out very much detail. But she could sense something moving in the darkness, something that didn't seem so much dangerous as simply out of place with the flow of the jungle around them. Anya felt it. She was sure it had to be a person, but was it one of Agamemnon's men or someone else? Anya frowned. Who would go wandering around the jungle this late at night, especially one as dangerous as this? The sound of gunfire would certainly travel for miles, and surely the local villagers knew enough to stay clear of the jungle if they wanted to stay on Agamemnon's good side. Whatever it was definitely moving toward her location. Anya closed her eyes and saw the sword hovering just in case she needed it. But even as Anya felt the glow of its security, she knew she wouldn't need it for this particular situation. She had the distinct impression that whoever was moving through the undergrowth below her was friendly, or at the very least, an ally. Anya shifted her position so she could see over the edge of the tree. Her body seemed to know the direction the person must have been taking. Anya leaned farther out of the edge of the tree, her fingers slowly walking toward the last outcropping of branches. Suddenly, she felt her weight shift on the wet vines. Anya lay there a moment, stunned. She tried to sit up, but felt a piece of metal jammed under her chin.
Don't move.
I'm no threat to you.
She looked up the length of the gun barrel and saw a vague outline like a giant blob of leaves and branches hovering over her.
Who are you?
Anya eased herself up, trying to breathe her way through the pain that shot up and down her spine. She didn't think anything was broken, but she'd be feeling those bruises for a while. Luckily, she seemed to have landed in thick leaf litter.
My name is Anya Creed. The Abu Sayyaf kidnapped me several days ago. I have no idea where I am.
Kidnapped?
That's right.
I didn't hear anything about a kidnapping.
Great. So much for the cavalry coming to my rescue.
Doesn't seem like you need them. You obviously escaped.
The camp, yeah, but I have no way of getting out of here.
The gun barrel lowered, and the hulking, grassy shape seemed to relax.
Seems like you've been getting enough water.
Tube vines.
Good choice. A nice camo job. You look like a cousin of Bigfoot.
I won't win any beauty contests this way, but it keeps the mosquitoes off of me. At least temporarily.
Who taught you how to survive in the jungle?
I've had some friends in the military over the years. I picked up bits and pieces of what they used to talk about. What about you?
What about me?
You live here, or are you just passing through?
One of the shape's hands reached up and slid back part of the mess that covered him. Anya could just make out the heavily camouflaged face that emerged from under a thick suit of burlap, grease paint, grass, and leaves.
Gunnery Sergeant Vic Gutierrez, United States Marine Corps. At your service.
You sure know how to dress for a party, Sergeant.
This here would be my ghillie suit, ma'am. Keeps the bad guys from finding me.
Were you the cause of all that gunfire I heard a short time back?
Guilty as charged. They seemed a bit upset that I shot one of their superiors.
Not a guy named Agamemnon, by any chance.
I wish. He's my primary target on this op, but I haven't seen him yet.
Well, when you do, please be sure to give him my regards, would you?
He a friend of yours?
Oh, yeah. He offered to cut my head off.
Sick bastard. We've had him on the radar for some time now, but only just got the green light to come in and take him out.
So you're with Special Operations?
A couple of us got assigned to do some deep jungle penetrations. Solo ops. No spotters, no backup. Just a man and his rifle alone in the jungle. The belief was no one would expect us to go in alone. Hell, I don't even have a radio with me. Just a couple exfiltration times. I miss one, they come back two more times. I miss those, they presume me dead.
That's not exactly the kind of assignment I'd expect most men to jump for.
Well, ma'am, there ain't a lot holding me to this life, if you get my drift. This assignment seemed like the perfect chance to get alone with my thoughts while I did some valuable trash removal for the country.
Interesting euphemism.
Ma'am?
Trash removal. And please, call me Anya. You keep saying ma'am and it makes me feel old.
In that case, just call me Vic.
You have any food there, Vic? I'm starving.
Sure do. But first, I want to get us out of here. I have the feeling they might start combing this part of the jungle for me soon.
Vic held out his hand, and Anya grabbed it. He pulled her to her feet.
You okay? It was quite the fall you took out of that tree.
I'm all right. So where to now?
I got a hidey hole 2 clicks east of here. Once we're there, we can eat, get some more water, and figure out how we're going to get you out of here.
Now that sounds like a plan.